Pakistan's scandal may mean a revisit of the blasphemy laws. Water saves Cambodians from danger, and the gospel of peace could help calm the strife of Northeast India. We'll get all these and other answers on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. What began as a blasphemy accusation has led to a scandal and a call to reevaluate Pakistan's blasphemy law. You might remember the arrest and charges facing Rimsha Masih, who was accused of burning pages from the Quran. A mullah from a local mosque has been arrested for framing her and accusing her falsely. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says,
that evidence coming on top of the questions that were already there because of her age and because of her mental capacity is really giving some momentum to this idea of this is really a black eye for our entire country to have these laws on the books.
That's what's fueling the push to revisit the blasphemy laws. Pakistan's only Christian cabinet member is at the forefront of the call. You can pray.
Pray for the Christian community there that regardless of what happens with the blasphemy laws, that they will continue to focus on Christ and be a witness for him in spite of what ever laws are on the books or whatever persecution comes their way.
Next, in a country where religious freedom has been described as anything but free, a ministry is preparing to give Bibles to the people of rural China. That's right, China. Bibles for China CEO Barry Werner says it'll happen next month.
We have about 30,000 that our team of four will hand out over a period of 4 days. It's really an exciting opportunity. When you get into these rural areas, if we found a Bible in these rural villages, it was a worn out and tattered and about 4 inches thick from use.
Some Chinese believers have been praying their whole lives for God's word. He was told because of the years of oppression, many of these believers would be stoic as they were handed a Bible.
My chest was wet from the tears. People would grab me and hug me, cry all over my shirt. The emotion that was packed into them receiving a Bible after having prayed for it for years was unbelievable.
$100 purchases 40 Bibles. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. After nearly a decade as the vocal advocate of the persecuted church, Dr. Carl Mueller is stepping down as CEO and president of Open Doors USA. He's refocusing ministry sites on Sequoia Global Resources as president and managing partner. Board member Steve Ridgway will fill in as interim CEO during the transition period. Open Doors USA is dedicated to strengthening persecuted Christians in over 60 countries. Pray wisdom as the search for a leader for Open Doors continues. Next, if you were a Cambodian, living near the border of Thailand, fetching water every day would be a dangerous journey. You might step on an unexploded landmine, or you could be kidnapped and sold into the sex trade.
Life is difficult in some of these areas.
Tim Cleath with Lifewater International says if Cambodians don't face those dangers to get clean water, they'll get sick instead.
Right now, the communities often get water from pond and surface water, which is easily contaminated.
To establish a local source of clean water, Lifewater is partnering with the Cambodian Hope Organization to build a community center. Ask God to give complete understanding of community needs to ministry workers.
As we get to understand what those needs are in those areas, they provide an open door for the gospel to be presented.
Pray that many would come to know Christ as their Savior. There's lots of ways you can get involved. Find them on our website. That's missionnetworknews.org. And Audio Scripture Ministries could bring God's Word to a region in India riddled with racism, poverty, and conflict. Most of India's people don't realize this region is part of their country and struggle to place it on the map. ASM needs your help to reach these outcasts. Their ministry partner has a chance to record Scripture in the heart language of 6 ethnic groups. Pray wisdom as the teams pursue this project. You can support their work at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows turmoil there. Sat7 would like you to see how their television ministry is offering the life-changing message of the gospel to millions of homes throughout the Middle East and North Africa. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 to see their work in action, or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.